UCB Ireland, serving the church, reaching the nation.
UCB Ireland was born out of a desire to see something happen across our island. It was born out of a response to a little booklet called Word for Today. And that happened in the late 1990s, actually, in fact, when Pauline Bradshaw decided that she would be a volunteer for Ireland and distribute Word for Today across Ireland. The Bradshaw family are historic with UCB Ireland. They are part of the foundation of UCB Ireland. And without people like Peter and Pauline Bradshaw, I don't think we'd ever be here. And over the years, UCB Ireland grew. The response to Word for Today grew. The response that people wanted a devotional in their hands, that grew and grew and grew. And we saw more people and lives changed by the power of God's Word through Word for Today here in Ireland. We saw more and more people sign up through UCB UK for their daily devotional. And the more we saw that, the more we realised that something had to happen here in Ireland itself. And so plans became apparent to develop and to launch a UCB Ireland charity in its own right. It was 2007 and 2008 when UCB Ireland became a charity in its own right. When it began to stand on its own two feet and do things for Ireland. We began broadcasting on satellite to begin with in 2008. The very first song that was ever played here, Peter Bradshaw pressed a button for it to happen, was God of This City. Which is really appropriate. It's a great appropriate song for God to be the God of the cities that we live in across Ireland, to make a declaration across Ireland that actually we can see God move in our cities and in our towns. And that was the desire of UCB Ireland. That was the desire of the ministry of UCB Ireland. That was the hope of the ministry of UCB Ireland, that something would change and actually we could engage with churches and ministries up and down this island and together reach people with the gospel. UCB Ireland has been in the same building since its creation, I suppose, and our studios are in South Dublin. And we've been there since day one. And we've continued to be there and look towards our future and what might happen. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But ministries need to continually engage with the culture. Engage. And I don't mean by that, I don't mean that we need to stop what we do or we need to change our message. Our message has always been Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. People ask us, what denomination are we? We're not a denomination. We stand on the Word of God. And that's what we stand on. And we believe the Word of God. And that's what we stand on. And we declare the Word of God. And that's what we stand on. And we deliver the Word of God. And that's what we stand on. There's no side that we take except the side of Christ. And from day one of any UCB, all we've ever done is declared UCB delivering the gospel and declared Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And that's what it's been. And we're really excited about that. That's what really has been amazing, because it allows us to actually, with the government and authorities saying, this is who we are, this is our ethos, this is what we do, we're sticking to this message. And they're okay with that. They're happy with that. So in 2008, we began. And over the years, different people have come and gone. You would have heard voices way back in the past. People like Aileen Hudson have been around. Tom Dalton used to do a gospel show many, many years ago. But people who have been stalwarts of UCB Ireland, Ger O'Reilly was the very first volunteer that ever came on board as a radio station. And then Vincent came on board. And Therese McGarry does an incredible work behind the scenes. And Therese is our scheduler, our network scheduler. She's also responsible for making sure the programs that you hear, the teaching programs, they're all in place. And she does a fantastic job. And radio has evolved. We'll talk a little bit more about that as the hour goes on. But I want to give a thanks, a word of thanks to people like Jer who've been with us from day one, like Vincent who has gone through and come out the other side of real difficult times for him in terms of his own health, but also in terms of family health, for Therese, for getting on and sticking with us. These guys have been with us for 10 years and more. And they've seen change and they've embraced change, and change is one of those things that's always here to stay. So in the next hour or so, less than that now, I'm going to be talking about some of the changes we've made, some of the differences we've done, some of the reasons we do what we do and why we do it, and how you, listening to us right now, can get involved in UCB Ireland.
Take us with you wherever you go. UCB Ireland.
You're listening to a very special Focus on Friday with myself, Robbie Frawley. We're talking about the ministry of UCB Ireland, and it's great that you're with us today. So we were talking about how we started. And we started in 2007, 2008 as a charity in our own right, supported by UCB UK. And over the years, over those years from 2007-08 up to 2017, 10 years, we forged a way forward. We looked for a way forward and knocked on doors, and we looked to move. And God helped us, and we responded, and we retained ourselves and stayed the course, even in the middle of a financial crisis. And that's all thanks to you. Thank you for your faithful support and your faithful giving. In 2017, my wife and myself came to Ireland. I'm Dublin born and raised. I lived in the UK for 30 plus years, raised my family in the UK, worked for UCB UK for 22 years and various different things, radio and radio management and then development. And that I won't go into that right now because this is about UCB Ireland and not about me. But we were asked, would we come over from the UK and run UCB Ireland? And we came over to do that. Peter and Pauline were aware of what was happening and they were looking forward to that. And Lynn, who is my wife, and myself came over as a team to run UCB Ireland. And we knew from week one that we needed to change our focus, and our focus needed to change to be outward looking. So we changed our strapline to just six words. Six words describe what we do here at UCB Ireland. And those six words are serving the church, reaching the nation. We are a Christian radio station, 100% Christian radio station, and we're here to serve the church with quality radio, with quality resources, with quality Word for Today, with quality prayer line, quality web and social media. So that pastors up and down the church can say, hey, this week, why don't you listen in to UCB Ireland or UCB I Worship, listen or read Word for Today and just be encouraged. They can trust the brand of UCB. And our job is to stand alongside churches and ministries in our nation to reach our nation with the gospel. Yes, our job is also to declare the message of hope in Christ Jesus across our nation. But in partnership with churches up and down the land. How amazing is that when we join together to reach communities? It's the local church that knows its community far better than a national ministry. And on that basis, it is an opportunity for us to partner with a local church, provide them with Word for Today or other materials. They can trust our radio services or our web and social media services, and we can let the world know what's happening in that area and what God is doing. There are four main pillars to the ministry of UCB Ireland. Radio, we have two radio stations, UCB Ireland and UCB I Worship. UCB I Worship is a 24 hours a day, 7 days a week praise and worship station available to you through our website and our smartphone app. UCB Ireland is a smorgasbord of interviews, news, current affairs. It's great Christian music. It's teaching. It's a whole gambit of things. And that's available to you 24/7, 365 on our website, smartphone app, smart speaker, and on ServeU channel 211. So we have radio as a pillar. We have our prayer line as a pillar. You know, there's 400 plus people every month call the UCB Ireland prayer line, and it's our privilege to provide that service for you. And that prayer line is available to you throughout the week. Dublin 4299930. We've also got Word for Today. 27,000 copies of Word for Today are printed every quarter. And we want that number to grow. We want to see more and more people read Word for Today and engage with Word for Today. And we're grateful to this. In May of 2018, we began to produce our own edition of Word for Today. We've just crossed a milestone. Getting ready for the next edition will take us into our sixth year of production of Word for Today. Or fifth year, my apologies. How amazing is that? I always get mixed up with years. But here's the thing. God has enabled us to do this. It's Word for Today with the same readings of Bob and Debbie Gass that you would get in any Word for Today worldwide, but it is culturally relevant to Ireland and focused on this island. It's from UCB Ireland, and we'd be happy for anybody to get in touch with us and say, can I have the Irish Word for Today? We'll sign you up, no problem. No problem at all. Many people say, is the Word for Today free? Well, yes, it's free at source, but it's not free to create, to design, to print, or to deliver. And that money comes out of the coffers of UCB Ireland and for the goodness of people who give. I'll talk about giving to the ministry of UCB Ireland a little later on. The fourth and very important pillar of UCB Ireland is our web and social media platforms. We've just recently launched a brand new website, and our web and social media platforms of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, they're all growing, and we would love you to be part of that family. Tells you what's happening with the ministry. It encourages you with verses of scripture. It tells you what's going on and lets you connect more with UCB Ireland as a national ministry. Check out our social media platforms. Claire Douglas does an amazing job as our web and social media coordinator. We're pleased and proud to have her as part of our team. Does a great job. Anne Barrett looks after the distribution of Word for Today and does an incredible job doing that. So if you want to get hold of extra copies of Word for Today, you're likely to talk to Anne. If you're going to engage with anything on our web and social media platforms, you're likely to engage with Claire. There's an incredible team of people behind UCB Ireland, and we're really excited about what we can continue to do for our nation.
You're listening to UCB Ireland, serving the church, reaching the nation.
You're listening to Focus on Friday with myself, Robbie Frawley, and we're talking about the ministry of UCB Ireland and what that is like. And we talked about when we started, and we've talked about the four pillars of UCB Ireland: radio, Word for Today, prayer line, and web and social media. And now I want to talk to you about the vision of UCB Ireland. See, our vision, I mentioned it earlier on, is kind of framed by six words: serving the church, reaching the nation. Our vision is to continue to grow, not so we can go look at us, but so we can continue to serve. Our vision is to bring more Word for Today to people, to deliver more radio to people, to deliver more audio to people, to engage with more people on prayer line, to see our web and social media platforms grow because they're a resource and an encouragement, not so we have big numbers, but so people can actually engage and interact with us. Our vision is to see lives changed by the power of God's word. Our vision is to see more and more people become Christians here in Ireland. Our vision is to partner with churches and ministries across this land, so we see more lives changed. Our vision is to be a trusted ministry that can bring a message of hope to all who engage with us or come across our path. Our vision is to one day in the not too distant future move from the premises we're in to a bigger premises so that we can grow. We can bring more people on board so that we can engage with you more, so that we can grow more, so that we can see lives change more, so we have a better opportunity to work in a better work environment. But so that the building that houses the ministry of UCB Ireland can serve the increase of the mission and the ministry of UCB Ireland. That's why we want to grow, and that's why we want to move. We're praying for that at the moment. Pray for that. We ask you that you would pray for that with us, that God would release to us the building or the finance for the building, and we would see a miracle. I talk to the guys here at the station and say, when we move, and they say, where are we moving to? I say, I don't know. Why not? Because I want it to be a God thing and not a Robbie thing. I want God's leading on it and not Robbie's. That's a nice place. We'll go there. The moving of a ministry like UCB Ireland is not just like, let's move. It's bigger than a house move. Imagine all the equipment we have here. All of the computers that run the administration of UCB Ireland. And then we get to our radio services. All of the equipment that is in our studios and also in what we call our rack room, which is in the top level, sends out all the signals to all the different places. All of that has to be moved in a certain way. So we have to plan it. So our move is not just around the corner. It is something that will happen in due course. But we're believing for it. A new building, new opportunities for growth, and a new opportunity to reach more people with the gospel. We want to see Word for Today increased. Our vision is to see Word for Today increased with intent. And what I mean by that is that we don't just print more copies for the sake of saying we've got lots of these numbers. We print copies because people use it and want it. That's so important. Our vision is to see more and more people across our land give testimony to how Jesus has changed our lives. Our vision is to put more people in every county with our county champions so that we can find out what God is doing in each county and then report on that. Maybe you'd like to be a county champion, represent your county. What about County Roscommon or County Offaly or County Longford or County Kerry or Clare or Galway? I could name them all. Where are you listening to us right now? And would you consider having some time to give to UCB Ireland and become a county champion? If you'd like to do that, get in touch with us on info@ucbireland.ie or go to our website for more details, www.ucbireland.ie. A ministry like UCB Ireland needs to function with people who have the same heart and passion. Needs to function with people who have the same desire. Needs to function with people who have the same vision. And I thank God for the team that we have and the team that we will have to come.
Faith Inspiring Radio. This is UCB Ireland.
You're listening to Focus on Friday with myself, Robbie Frawley, and we're talking about the ministry of UCB Ireland. And I said I'd talk about giving a little later on. Well, it's that time now. You know, our ministry exists because of the goodness of you, our readers and listeners. And thank you to every one of you who give. And I know that times are difficult right now. I know that we have energy crisis and food shortages and we have there's so many things that we could put on the table and say we can't do that. The price and the cost of living is really high. And I also know that we have issues, and of course we want to give to people in Turkey and Syria after the earthquakes there, the devastating earthquakes, and the continuing war in Ukraine and the suffering of the Ukrainian people. I also know that you and your churches have your own programs that you want to support and help. But I also know this, that my God shall supply all my needs. That he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. And maybe, Just maybe you're listening to me for the first time and thinking, you know what? I'm hearing more about UCB now than I've known before, and I've not had that opportunity to give, and I'd like to. Then we would love to receive that. Not because it'd be great to have your money. That's not what this is about. But it's about mission. It's about going on mission together. You may have heard us talk about this before on our gift days. But that's what it's about. Our mission is to reach our nation with a message of Jesus. And we can't go on mission without you. And you've probably heard that sentence too many times before, but the truth is there. We cannot go on mission without you. And we're grateful to each and every one of you for being on mission with us. Right now, we have a situation that for the next few months, we're so grateful for a generous donor who has given us some funding that is backing new giving and increased current giving by an extra 50%. Let me talk to you about that for a second. If you've never given to UCB Ireland and you decide to give 20 euro a month, well, suddenly your 20 euro a month becomes 30 euro a month because of the goodness of this person. They want to see an increase in the giving into UCB Ireland, and they're asking if you stand there, they'll put an extra 50% on your giving, on new giving. If you currently give 20 euro a month, and you have been for a long time, thank you so much for that, and you increase it to 30 euro a month, well, then there will be a 50% increase on your increase. So it goes up another 5 euro. Does that make sense? I hope it does. I hope it's clear. The person that's doing this wants to talk about giving, wants to talk about the joy of giving, wants to talk about how incredible it is to be together in something, and sees a need. And we're in a situation to say thank you so much, and we're reaching out to you and saying, if you've never given into mission through UCB Ireland, then would you consider doing that? And when you do that as a new giver, and our database will tell us that, your gift will be increased by 50%. Or maybe you're in a situation where you are a regular giver and you want to increase that. Your increase will be increased again by a further 50%. We are grateful to everybody who gives to the Ministry of UCB Ireland. Grateful to people who give 5 euro, 500 euro, 5,000 euro. UCB Ireland is not a cheap ministry to run. Our radio services and our radio licenses are very expensive. Word for Today is printed and delivered to you every quarter. And the post alone for Word for Today every year is upwards of 40,000 euro. I thank you for supporting the ministry of UCB Ireland. I really do. I genuinely do. And if you cannot give at this time, please do not give out of pressure. Please don't do that. Do not take food from your table. Do not take away from paying for the needs that you have as a family. But if you have been blessed and you're in a position to support the ministry of UCB Ireland, then can I ask you, would you prayerfully consider? And you can do this in many ways. You can go to our website, ucbireland.ie. That's www.ucbireland.ie. You can donate there. Or you can call us on Dublin 42-99-899. That's Dublin 42-99-899. Or you can email us and we'll get in touch with you. info@ucbireland.ie. Together. And that's the word. Together. We can work so this ministry can be a conduit for God to change lives by the power of His word.
Your sound, your station, UCB Ireland.
You're listening to Focus on Friday with myself, Robbie Frawley, a special Focus on Friday, and we're talking about the ministry of UCB Ireland. Some of the things that we do at UCB Ireland we're really excited about. We're excited to be partnering with the FM truck, and we're going back to the ploughing again this year, September 19, 20 and 21. We're looking forward to that so much. Last year, we had an amazing time down there, reaching so many thousands of people with prayer and with the message of a gospel with our Faith, Hope and Courage books. We're going to do that again this year. We're going to partner with the FM truck at the back end of this year and into 2024. We're looking to develop our radio services. We're looking to continue to develop our prayer line services, our web and social media services, and we're looking to increase Word for Today, all with a message of hope in Christ Jesus. We have so many plans coming our way. We're always looking for the next thing to do when it comes to delivering you our signal. Many people say, why are we not on FM? There is one Christian radio station on FM that's doing a great job, and that is Spirit FM. For us, we do not have an FM license, nor will we get a national FM license. But we'd like you to pray for us for many more digital opportunities that are on the table. We don't know whether DAB Plus will arrive in Ireland or not. But if it does, UCB Ireland are talking with anybody who's doing anything about it. We are on Serveview, Channel 211. We are on social media sites. We are on smart speakers, your smartphone, and of course the website. But there's more to that. We have special days coming up. In particular, the 16th of March is our Prayer and Praise Day. And we'd love you to be part of that. How can we pray for you? Submit your prayer requests to prayer@ucbireland.ie, and all day long from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. on the 16th of March, we're going to pray for people. We do that twice a year, March and November. We also have our gift days. They are our on-air gift days in radio. They will happen in May 17th and 18th. And it's an opportunity for us together to give into mission and to stand together and see God change lives. And that will be the 17th and 18th of May. Throughout the summer, we will be at events, we will be reporting on events, and we will be reporting what God is doing at New Wine, for example, and with other conferences around the country. It's our privilege to do so. And I hope that we'll come across you as well. I hope that you'll come and see us at one of our stands and say, hey, I listen to UCB. Maybe there's more that you know about the ministry now than you knew before. And maybe there's an opportunity for you to engage more with the ministry. Check out the website. Check out social media. If you don't get Word for Today, sign up for Word for Today and receive our blessing to you. If you've never had that opportunity to give, please, will you prayerfully consider it? It is a privilege for all of the team here at UCB Ireland. Myself and my wife, Lynn looks after the office and runs the office and all the procedures and all the HR and does a huge job in the background. All of the people who work here, all of the people who invest here, all of our radio presenters that you'll hear throughout the day. In the morning, it's me. And then you have Anne-Marie, you've got Jer O'Reilly, you've got Vincent, you've got Michaela, you've got Tim. And then at the weekends, we've got extra people who come in as well. We've got Jackie, we've got Beverly, we've got Jan. And we've got an army of volunteers as well who are helping to find out what's happening in each county, our county champions. Without these people, we could not do what we do. And we're grateful to them. We need to continue to grow. There's always opportunity to volunteer at UCB Ireland. Just check out the website, www.ucbireland.ie. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your giving. Thank you for your support. And thank you for being part of this family. This incredible army of people who are pushing forward the gospel of Jesus across Ireland. God bless you.